This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged
with Emma, Dave and Ashley.
Let's go.
Hello and welcome to Fully Charged Recharged, the chatty bit before you listen back to today's show. What's the crack?
We had no producer Callum today. No.
We didn't.
Wonder could anybody tell? Anybody listening, I mean? You haven't heard it yet, obviously.
Rude.
If you're listening to this now. No, absolutely not. They couldn't because we were in the capable hands of Hebe.
Yes, we were. Everybody, let's introduce you to Hebe. Oh, hello, Hebe.
I was wondering what you were meaning by, I wonder could anybody tell?
As in, like, were we terrible?
Yeah. I thought you meant because there wasn't a big laugh in what the background.
Oh, well, there's that too.
What do you think, Hebe? Were we great?
Absolutely awful.
Oh
not coming back. Sorry, guys.
Hebe's so mean.
Callum, come back. Better the devil you know.
You know, like probably four times during the show, like we put down the mics and Hebe just went, shit.
No, you didn't.
I didn't realise you heard that.
After 1 minute of us talking on the radio, she'd be like, wrap it up, guys. Right. This is so boring.
Are you going to stick with us or are you going to bail?
I'll stick with it for a bit.
Thank God.
Yeah.
See,
he's a thing or two.
Relatively new to the business, so she kind of has to. Just
yeah.
For her own, like, look.
I haven't passed my probation yet.
Exactly.
It's going to go really well.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, shit. Well, so we kind of hold the keys to that one, don't we? Are we feeding back?
No.
You better be on
I think you're fine. We're desperate for producers in this bloody building. Whenever Callum's off, we're like, oh, for fuck's sake.
We never get anyone.
We never get anyone.
Nice to have somebody.
Absolutely. I feel so appreciated. Thank you.
It's nice to have anyone, funny. Even if it is you.
It's great to have the help, isn't it?
Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. I like it, yeah. Just wanna wake up.
With Emma, Dave and Ashley.
I like it like that.
It's Emma, Dave and Ashley. Spins Fully Charged is on. Let's go.
Morning.
Oh, I've been dreaming of this moment since we finished at 10 o'clock yesterday.
And now we're back.
And now we're back, just like that.
Oh, so good.
That's amazing.
It's great to be back.
It honestly feels like we never left.
Honestly.
To be honest.
Did we all watch the fight last night?
I did.
Oh, my God. First of all, fair play to us for staying up.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
True Patriots.
No,
no one can say different.
Do you know what I was going to say, though? I didn't quite stay up, as in my housemate was watching it downstairs, and I was like, I need to be horizontal for this.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, I watched it on my phone in bed.
In bed? Yeah, so did I.
Did you?
Yeah.
Okay, very good. No, I watched it on the telly, and it was fantastic.
Do you know what I learned about myself last night? Don't understand how boxing works.
Yeah.
Like, the commentators were like, she's going to get goals. And I was like, why? That's great, but I don't understand. What does she do there to make her get goals?
Also, I feel like they always give them nines and tens.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen a lower score?
No, I've noticed that, yeah.
They always I'll go nine and I'll go ten or whatever, yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, it's just on points though, isn't it? It's just about like different number of hits. I don't know if the head is more points than...
I think the head is the money shot.
The money faker,
is it? Because whenever she did a headshot, they were like, oh, great sweep from Cara.
Yeah.
Harrington or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you see her dancing in the ring at the end?
Yes, yeah.
That was brilliant.
And the crack up Portland Row as well last night. RT were crossing over live to cousins and family and friends and stuff. Like,
I saw that.
I remember the last time she did it, the buzz up there was unbelievable.
The arena was hopping, you could hear them chanting, Kelly.
It was very cool, wasn't it?
So
the Irish
nice.
Support was really there.
Did anyone get a wink of sleep in Portland Row last night?
Honestly, I'd say it was just a non-stop party.
Oh my
God. And do you remember her homecoming last time with the Hakuna Matata and everything?
Yeah.
Yes.
That was such a good buzz. Fair play to her.
I can't wait for this year's. What Lion King song would she choose?
Perhaps the Circle of Life.
Spins Fully Charged with Now.
I want you guys to picture the scene. It's 2010. Mary Byrne is in a queue at the convention centre with thousands of other X Factor hopefuls.
Oh, 2010, not 10 past 8. Okay,
it's 2010, yeah. And it is the biggest show on TV. One Direction will be formed in the next few weeks and the world will never be the same again.
No.
Wow. Now, cut to today, 2024. Simon Cowell looks a bit funny. He keeps falling off his motorbike. And there are 200-odd people showing up at auditions for his latest search for a boy band. And the search has been inevitably cancelled.
200 people?
I've seen pictures where there are about 200 people in the queue.
That's so sad.
We were talking about this a few weeks ago. He came to Dublin with this.
Yeah, he did.
He did auditions in Dublin, London and Liverpool. Mm. And feck all people showed up to any of them, I think.
Right.
What was interesting about this was instead of an X Factor thing, it was more of like a Netflix series he was going to do on it.
Was it a documentary or something, like how to make a boy band or something?
Yeah, so
he didn't make a boy band. So
he didn't make a boy band with the looks thing. So he was looking for 16 to 18-year-old fellas to be part of this new boy band. Netflix show was going to be called The Midas Touch. And it was essentially going to be like an X Factor, but like in Netflix style.
The Midas touch.
The Midas touch.
What does that mean?
That's like Midas is like some lad from the Bible. Everything he touched turned to gold.
Oh, right. That's bizarre.
Yeah, I've never heard of that before.
The Midas touch?
No, never.
Oh, that's
I've
like
never
an
heard
expression.
Of that either.
Anyway, like Simon Cowell has the Midas touch. Every band he touches turns to gold.
Okay. Well, evidently not.
Evidently not, yeah. So they've now had to change tack for the whole show. It's so sad, like, for Simon. It's no longer going to be about finding the next boy band. Instead, it's going to focus on Simon coming to terms with the fact that his golden days of discovering boy bands might be over.
Right, okay.
So it's going to be like a real sad version of what it was before.
Midas touch is over.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you think, though, that this whole thing was a little bit of a publicity stunt?
Like, I wonder, did they have this backup option in the back pocket
I'd
just in case?
I'd say that was the main thing anyway. Because the Midas touch is more of a documentary name about what you used to be.
Yeah.
Then, that's a good point, Dave.
You know what I mean? Like, in
however,
terms
Simon Cowell just comes across like a cocky kind of lad. He'd really be after humbling himself if he's willing to.
He would have had to humble himself, you're right.
To do a pure stunt in such a self-deprecative way.
Definitely. And I feel like he wouldn't be up for that type of thing.
He wouldn't have back in his heyday anyway.
No.
Like, he's still a pretty hot shot with America's Got Talent and all that, isn't he?
Yeah,
America's
Got Talent. Going.
Britain's Got Talent.
I don't think those things are getting views, though.
Are they not?
I think they're probably dying to death, but they're still chucking away some of them. But just 3 days ago, they were still doing auditions in London, and Simon was posting like slightly desperate pleas for auditionees. And it's just crazy, like, I'll read this to you what it says on his Instagram. And like, this would just never, ever have been posted back in the X Factor days.
Okay.
It would be like the opposite of this. So one of his posts just says, "It's so important to show up and try out if you want to be in this business. If you're 16 to 18 and think you or someone you know could be in our next new boy band, you can simply turn up today or tomorrow and we'll make sure you are seen."
Oh, oh my God.
No.
Yeah.
X Factor will be like, "Oh, you didn't like sign the waiver and apply 4 months ago?
Yeah, see you later. You haven't queued for 7 hours?
Outside.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
God, you remember the queues? Like, literally, I remember they used to film the queues and they used to go snake all around. It felt like the town.
People would queue for literally days.
Yeah.
People camping all outside.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Different times completely. Also, though, I think limiting it to 16 to 18-year-olds, you're really putting yourself in a box there for boy bands as well. Like, open it up to everybody. We want to see what talent is around at the moment.
Yeah.
Man,
29-year-olds? What do you think?
Still hot and cool.
Yes. I got blonde hair and relevant. I'm cool.
I do think, though, that the new version will actually be more interesting.
Yeah.
I feel like I want to see these flop auditions.
I want to see Simon Cowell fail.
Yeah.
I really, really want to see Simon Cowell. I saw an interview with him the other day where he was basically like, "Do you know what I'm raging about? I'm raging I didn't keep the name One Direction. They own that name. Whereas if I owned the name, they would still be touring. They would still be doing it." And I was like, "Oh, you would work them to the bone."
Yeah, you would, yeah.
No, he's so arrogant.
He is.
And I think as well, if you're looking for 16 to 18-year-olds, you need to be doing this entire thing, not on Netflix. Do it a whole lot on TikTok.
Yes.
That's where they are. Not showing up to Liverpool to see Simon Cowell. They don't even know who he is.
Yeah, it's a good point.
Kids.
Just gotten 7:15. On Spin, here's Tommy Richmond. This is Million Dollar Baby.
You'll get this thing that keeps me coming back.
Emma, Dave and Aisling.
Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning. Catch up on anything you missed from the live show right here.
Yeah.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Becky Hill and Outside of Love on Spin. Who loves rules?
No, not I,
Dave.
Aisling loves rules. What's she talking about?
No, I actually really don't love rules.
Do you not?
Certain times I can be very rule averse.
Okay.
Such as trespassers.
Yeah.
Will be shot. I don't like those type of things.
Yeah. Let me have a look in your field.
I want to hop a gate.
Yeah, I get you. Yeah, yeah.
And do you?
If it doesn't say the shot thing.
Good, that's a good way of it.
Well, if you don't like rules, the Olympics may not be for you, because the list of rules are actually a little bit bizarre, slightly archaic. In particular, this one, naturally, when they're there in Paris right now trying to get in the podium, there's also another job at hand. Many of them are trying to beat their own world record or trying to beat a world record in the first place. But it's taken a while to kind of get these on the official Olympic table. Reason being, in order to get this put through officially, it has to be sent via a fax machine, right? If it's a world record.
What?
Who even has a bloody fax machine anymore?
I've never even seen a fax machine.
I'm wrong.
I think I have seen one.
This is for swimmers. If they set a new world record, it's only a fax machine that this can be submitted through.
And right? Only for swimmers.
And only for swimmers.
So weird.
Again, there's no explaining.
It's obviously just tradition. And
yeah, maybe so. Yeah, it has to be verified by the sport's governing body via only facts. That's WhatsApp won't cut it here, guys. Or the fact that you've just seen the person do it.
It's a really good
<You know? laughs>
The fact it's on video.
Yeah. It's been VAR'd, put into slow motion, like completely watched 6 or 7 times. You know, a group of judges have approved it, but yeah. If it's not through the facts, it doesn't count.
But how traditional is it? Like, fax machines aren't that old either.
They are. They're kind of old, though.
But like in terms of the Olympics, if it's going by tradition, it would need to be like ran up to Greece or something.
I suppose. Yeah, you would think so. Yeah,
a carrier pigeon.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, plenty of other strange rules with the Olympics, which I came across this morning. For example, boxers, you got to be clean shaven or of minimal facial hair, similar to going into the guards. Yeah.
What?
Gymnasts are forbidden from wearing any vibrant nail polish. Yeah.
What's it like? Oh, Jim, like people like doing like the
highlighter, yellow nail polish.
No, I know that, but I mean more like the sport. Like, is it like people on the pommel horse can't have their nails and can't have a bit of biab? Like,
I've no, apparently not.
That's stupid.
So stupid.
BMX riders have to tuck in their shirts. Maybe that's something to do with safety. Don't think that's as odd. Wrestlers have to carry a handkerchief, chief, in case they need to mop up any blood.
Interesting.
So you'll notice any time that they're wrestling, they all have a little handkerchief in their front pocket.
I thought that was to like wave whether you want to stop the
like
fight or
the
not.
Beast.
Yeah, like a white flag. You know what I mean? How embarrassing would that be if you're wrestling in the Olympics and you have to surrender?
Wave like, your bloody handkerchief. Yeah.
Wipe your nose and then wipe it up in the air.
Water polo players are required to have their toenails checked to prevent them from scratching any of their competitors. Imagine going under with them. Screw you.
Yeah.
Big long toenails.
Could be a little tactic.
Beach volleyball players has its own distinctive set of rules. Female players must wear uniforms that do not exceed a certain length. Bikini bottoms cannot be more than 7 centimetres on the side. More than, by the way.
Yeah, it's more than. It's more definitely than. Not less than.
I was looking at the beach volleyball and I was like, the poor women are wearing nothing.
Nothing. Yeah. But imagine being told.
Great.
But imagine being told your bikini bottoms cannot be any longer than this. I need to see your whole.
But it's so
get
weird,
those granny like, knickers off you. Yes, yeah, you're going into.
But like the men play normal. I don't know if the men play beach volleyball. Do they? But like
I'd say they do. Yeah.
But it's the same as like superheroes. Do you ever see like men wearing superhero outfits and it's just like a normal outfit, and then as soon as you see the women one, it's like they have the full on what do you call that thing?
Cleavage.
Yeah, but it's more the thing that. The thing that like squeezes your waist together and puts
corset
kind of a vibe. It's the same with the volleyball. It's so weird.
The guys are under a bit of pressure as well. Their shorts can be no longer than 3.9 inches above the knee. They want a bit of leg with the lads as well.
Creeps
at the Olympics.
What feminist included that rule?
Yeah.
Basketball players can dunk but can't hang on the hoop to celebrate.
Oh, boring.
Yeah. I feel like I've seen that this year.
Yeah, they might get a mark against them or something.
Yeah, I wonder.
Any equestrian, right? And I mentioned this before, hashtag horse girl. A lot of horse training is via speech and like communicating with the horse with noises and stuff.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You're not allowed to make any sound to the horse at all. You can't even click your tongue like...
So you have to just like kick it?
Literally, purely based on kicking and leg movement.
Oh my God.
You can't encourage with your voice or your clicking sounds at all. The rule was enforced in the 1932 Olympics when a Swedish equestrian was demoted to last place for making a clicking sound. He claimed it was just his saddle being like, that wasn't me. And finally, per the rule book, Olympic archers only get 40 seconds between shots. A lot of pressure. Go, go, go.
I
wouldn't be able to get an arrow in the thing.
I'm going to just do a visual thing on the radio, but I saw the actual size of the aim thing we're aiming for in archery the other day.
Oh, yeah. Dave just made a very small square.
It's that size.
Literally, it's like between Dave's eyes and his mouth.
It's the size of a coaster, a coffee coaster.
Wow.
What?
It's ridiculous.
That's incredible.
I love the Olympics.
It's so cool.
I'm going to miss it so much. Your toes here, too sweet. You're on spin. You can't be shit, I'm a murder. It's Hosier's Too Sweet on Spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling. You know the way that song didn't make it onto the last album and then he released an EP called the Unheard EP and that song was on it and it's taken off.
Yes.
I didn't know any of that information.
Well, now you do.
I do.
He's just announced another EP that's coming called Unaired. Okay, so we had Unheard. This one's going to be called
More
Unaired.
More secret songs.
It's out on the 16th of August and he's shared a snippet of it already of a song called July. And he just posted it right before the end of July being like...
He's a bit late now with that one, isn't he?
He went in with like an Instagram dump on the very, very last day.
Yeah, like Monday vibes. Anyway, it looks really good and maybe this is the way to do it. Keep banging out these EPs and getting these big hits. I'm looking forward to hearing it.
Don't say the same thing that Dave has written down. That Dave has written down. That Dave has written down.
This would be the moment for you to WhatsApp us the word game to 087 711 1038 as I introduce the greatest radio game of all time.
Emma's choking over the sentiment. Dave actually gets, he actually gets little rosy cheeks when we start doing the claps because he gets so excited.
There is nothing on this show that gives me more excitement. Than this game.
This guy is unbelievable.
He's so annoying. I've written raps. I've written musicals.
And yet, this is the game that the boss comes goes, I love it. I love it. Let's do it. Let's do it every day.
Just get on.
Let's do it every day.
Get on with it, please.
This is a game called Don't Say the Same Thing That Dave Has Written Down. If you say the same thing that I've written down, then you lose. You get nothing. Good day, sir. I'll ask you something like name a town in North County Dublin, and you'll hear three beeps. You answer on the third beep. If you say Finglas and I have Finglas written down, you are out. You're trying to say a completely different thing that I have written down. Everyone you get right, you'll get an IMC Cinema Pass. There is five up for grabs. So if you want to play, then game in a WhatsApp to 087 711 1038. If you say something that's not in the category, you are also out.
Ashling, do you know what really annoys me?
What?
Before we even started playing.
Dave.
Before we even started talking about the game, there was already games coming in on WhatsApp.
Stop. Yeah,
isn't that annoying?
Oh, no. Why'd you say that, Dave?
Boom, 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 boom,
you should have
told
me that in private. We've created a monster.
If you want to play, don't say the same thing that Dave's written down. One more time, just game in a WhatsApp to 087 711 1038. Emma and Aisling, are you ready to play?
Yes.
Here we go with round one. Name an English-speaking country.
New Zealand.
America.
I have written down England.
Yes. We're through, Ash. We are good.
Nice.
Into round number two. Emma and Ash, name a Disney Channel show.
The Wizards of Waverly Place.
I said The Secret Life of Zack and Cody in my head, and I know you have that written down. I just know you loved that show, so I'm out, I'd say.
Also not called The Secret Life of Zack and Cody.
Sweet Life.
The Sweet Life. Cool, cool, cool.
I had written down The Sweet Life of Zack and Cody, and I deleted it.
Yes.
For That's So Raven.
Oh, my favourite!
Wow. We're through.
That was my ultimate fave.
You're into round three. Emma and Aisling, name any phone network.
GOMO.
Tesco Mobile.
GOMO and Tesco Mobile. Great answers. I have written down three.
Yes.
Oh,
I thought you were going to write down GOMO to get me out.
Here we go.
GOMO for life.
Question number four, Emma and Aisling. Name a radio station in this building.
Ooh, that's hard.
News Talk.
Oh, News Talk.
Wow. You both said the same thing. I've written down Spin.
Yes! We're into the final round.
We're in trouble.
You're definitely in trouble.
We're in trouble later on.
Here we go.
We want to pick something with a bit of class, you know?
Question number five. Name a piece of cutlery.
Spoon.
Teaspoon.
Oh. I wrote down spork.
You freak!
Because I thought you'd go with spork.
Really?
Yeah, I did. Emma and Aisling have completed a round of Don't Say the Same Thing That Dave Has Written Down. Very good. If you're as good as them, you will win five IMC Cinema Passes. Do you want to play? It's game in a WhatsApp now. 087 711 1038.
It's 2 weeks in a row we've won.
And nobody else and no listeners have won too.
No, so get on it. Get
be
in
better.
Touch.
Don't say the same thing that Dave has written down. That Dave has written down. That Dave has written down.
Oh yeah.
Ah, lovely.
The greatest radio game of all time.
Emma's poor sinuses making that noise twice a day.
It hurts me so much. Anyway,
this is Don't Say the Same Thing That Dave Has Written Down, a game where you could win five IMC Cinema Passes,
all with just saying the same thing that I have, well, just without saying the same thing that I've written down.
It's
simple
exciting.
As that. Who have we got on to play?
Thomas is on to play. You're on your way to work. Where's work for you, Thomas?
Blackrock.
All right, very nice. Thomas, this is Don't Say the Same Thing That Dave Has Written Down. It's game where if you say the same thing that I've written down, you lose, you get nothing. Good day, sir. I'm going to ask you something like name a town in North County Dublin. You'll hear three beeps. You got to answer on the third beep. If you say something like Finglas and I have Finglas written down, then you are out. Also, if you say something that's not in the category, you're also out. Does that all make sense, Thomas?
Yeah, sounds good.
Let's play for some IMC Cinema passes.
Good luck, Thomas.
Go on, Thomas.
Round one, here we go. Thomas, name any street in Dublin.
Pembroke Street.
A good great one, answer.
Well done.
Great answer. I wrote Dame Street.
Well done. Brilliant, Thomas.
You only asked me where Pembroke was yesterday.
I was, literally only yesterday.
That's crazy. All right, Thomas, would you like to go home with one IMC Cinema Pass or do you want to risk it all and play on for two?
I'll play on for two.
Good shout, Thomas. Let's go for question two. Name any streaming platform.
Hulu.
Oh, Thomas is a legend.
Ah, Thomas is on the ball.
Thomas
here.
Is on the ball because I've written Apple TV.
Brilliant.
All right, you going to risk the two, Thomas, and play for three?
No, I'll take the two.
You're going to take the two.
A rogue move.
A very rogue move. I like it, Thomas. However, we are going to play on just to see if you how you would have done, but we will send you out two IMC Cinema Passes. You're calling it there. You're calling it safe.
Brilliant.
Okay. Hang on. Let's see how you would have done, man.
Question number three would have been, name any Harry Potter book.
Pass.
You can't pass.
Do not know any of them, Thomas.
I've never seen Harry Potter.
Right, well, there's seven of them, so one to seven. Pick one to seven.
Tree doesn't know the name.
Seven.
I wrote down the third one.
Wait,
so he would have still been in.
No, we wouldn't have given him seven. That's not the name of the book.
But he doesn't know them, to be fair.
Granddad, he didn't know.
That's fair. All right. Question four would have been name a hair colour.
Blonde.
You would have still been in because I would have wrote brunette.
Ooh.
Hey.
And then the last one would have been, Thomas, name a traffic light colour.
Green.
And I wrote down orange.
Oh my God, Thomas, you would have done the business.
I wouldn't have given him Harry Potter 7.
Anyway, you're going home with two IMC Cinema Passes. Go and enjoy.
Nice one, Thomas. Congratulations.
Thanks, guys.
You played it smart.
You did. Have a great day.
Here's your tale.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Well, there's a first on Don't Say the Same Thing That Dave Has Written Down. How do you feel about
IMC Cinema?
I think you're a bit offended.
Yeah.
Two IMC Cinema.
Dave, can you believe that someone actually prefers going to the cinema than your game? It's mad, isn't it?
It seems like maybe that wouldn't happen to the best radio game of all time.
Two IMC Cinema Passes. Callum gives out two IMC Cinema Passes for someone just saying hello to him in the street.
Yeah. It's funny, isn't it? If it was the best radio game of all time, I think I would have rather to play on.
Yeah,
but anyway,
that's
just me, but I don't know.
But look, you know, Thomas is his own person. Fully
charged. Recharged. Morning. I had one of the greatest laughs ever with my mom the other day. Just, we couldn't even speak. The tears were rolling down our faces.
I love when that happens.
It was so good. It really doesn't come around that often that you're really like that. We were cracking up, and it came from a very unusual source, an airport bus website.
Okay.
Okay, so we're going on a weekend away this weekend. My mom and I were going to Geneva.
Oh, very nice.
One of the most expensive cities in the world.
Yeah.
I didn't realise when I booked.
Great chocolate, though.
Yeah, great chocolate.
What's the occasion?
I just got her flights for her birthday to go wherever, and so we're gone.
She picked the penknife capital.
Is that a thing? Oh, the Swiss
Army knife.
Very, very, very good. So she was looking up buses on how to get to the airport from Kildare, which is where she lives. So she was looking up this particular airport bus service, and she was kind of reading some of the information on the website, and there's reams of information, like such overkill, paragraphs upon paragraphs, and she realised like a couple of sentences were sounding a bit off, and the further she got into it, it's wacky. Okay. This website sounds like maybe it's like been translated from another language back into English. It also sounds like it's potentially written by AI, but maybe like a really old version of AI.
Amazing.
It's crazy. There's random words that have nothing to do with anything thrown in. There's random like synonyms for words that just don't make sense.
I love when things are retranslated back. Like I love that so much. It's like never correct.
A version of Chinese Whispers where it goes all the way around the houses.
That's exactly what it's like. It's absolutely crazy. So I'm going to take you on a whistle stop tour through some of the best lines.
Please do.
On this Airport Plus website. Okay,
let's go.
I'll start with the first sentence. It says, best regards and welcome. Every journey brings suffering.
True.
To remove this hassle and worry, we have brought Dublin Airport Bus Service. Our bus service is capable of fulfilling the duty of making you travel safely.
It says Dublin Airport.
Yeah.
So, like, but this is in Switzerland.
No. This is Kildare to Dublin.
What?
This is Kildare to Dublin.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. This is a Dublin airport bus service.
Oh, this is a scam is what this is.
No, it's the legitimate website.
Oh, my God.
The next heading is Popular Road. The route brings in the heart of Kildare on well-trodden roads. That promises a seamless and comfortable ride. Passengers get a taste of County Kildare and Airport Dublin's scenic countryside and built-up areas that offer something for both city slickers and suburban lovers.
Excuse me, suburban lovers? What the hell? Sounds like it's the 50s.
So weird. The drivers employed are highly experienced in passenger transportation. They are trained.
I'd hope so.
They are trained in safety know-how. Every one of our drivers has a clear record.
Wow. That's amazing.
Wait for this. They know the way from Kildare to Dublin Airport. Like the back of his hand.
A bare minimum. They know the way.
So funny.
This paragraph is called What You Need to Be Travel Comfy. To have a comfy trip, you should bring your travel needs. A good travel neck pillow, eye mask and travelling blanket.
It's Kildare, just open.
I keep forgetting that part.
These will be a lifesaver on long bus rides.
Not a long haul flight.
In a water bottle, keep yourself hydrated. Dress in layers if you wiggle through.
What is this?
All right, and then I'm just going to give you four crazy statements that show up in random sections of the website that make no sense.
Please.
The buses run hourly during peak travel times. That means you should hardly ever have to wait for a moto taxi.
A moto taxi.
Our buses are regularly maintained. Keeping in mind the latest health risks, we thoroughly clean and disinfect our tigers.
Our what?
Tigers!
What were they even trying to say there?
I don't know.
Is
there a new tiger pandemic that we don't know about? They're really up to date on things. Yeah.
If you have an early flight or arrive in Madagascar later than 8 p.m, that's no matter for our service.
I swear you're making this up. I swear you're making this up.
I have the receipts, I promise. And this last one now, we couldn't get through this sentence when we were reading it out loud. My mom was like, we were falling on the floor laughing. Okay. Our routes are all about efficiency apart. They're hanging around at the airport in search of a bunch of Birmingham University language students. So your trip from Kildare to Dublin Airport is suitably direct.
I'm so confused.
What?
Read that one more time.
Our routes are all about efficiency apart. They're hanging around at the airport in search of a bunch of Birmingham University language students.
Send me over a link to that website.
Honestly.
If you want the link, 0877 11103 8. It'll give you hours of entertainment. I'm just not going to name it.
I love this. That's better than any AI thing I've ever done on the show.
So good. Literal tears.
I was telling you there about 10 minutes ago that I'm going on a holiday this weekend. Well, it's actually for the week, but this Friday we go. And I said, I need a bit of advice for it. What kind of holiday would you need a bit of advice for?
Backpacking through the outback of Australia.
Right. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, or like Asia. Or maybe interrailing.
Interesting. Okay. Mm. I'm going on a cruise.
Excuse me?
What?
I'm going on a Mediterranean cruise.
A cruise?
Yeah, with my family.
Who do you think?
Oh, God, thank God for a second. I thought you were going to say with your housemate, Ben.
It's a couple's cruise.
So you're going on a cruise with your family?
I am, yeah.
Sorry.
Stop looking at me like that. Sorry. I know, I'm fully aware, okay?
Are you sure you're posh enough to go on a cruise?
I thought cruises were posh.
But are you sure you're posh enough to go on a cruise?
Oh, sorry, I see what you mean.
Are they going to let you on the cruise?
Yeah, I don't know. I actually have no idea.
Is that why you got the blonde highlight?
Yes, this
for the
is
cruise?
Yes, yeah. To,
okay.
Because I was told cruises are a posh thing and also an old person thing.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Neither of which you are.
So I got the highlights in for all the old people to go, God, isn't he so young? Isn't he so young?
Does he work here?
Yeah.
Below deck.
Your home. Yeah.
So this is the thing, right? I've never been on a cruise before in my life. Mm. And I'm really interested in it because there seems to be like a literal floating city.
Yeah, no, I'd
massive
say it's
giant
class.
Thing.
I've never been in a big ship like that.
I have found out only yesterday that there isn't Wi-Fi.
Are you for real?
You have to pay for your own Wi-Fi.
Sorry?
Wait, what kind of cruise ship is this? Is it actually like a trawler?
I think Dad's after booking like a dinghy or something. I don't know what's happening.
Did Dad book the cheapest cruise?
Dad booked the cheapest cruise.
David, but now your phone...
Like, what effect
gonna...
Egypt like? What are we meant to do?
What are we going to do without TikTok?
Honestly, I swear to God, that has been my concern for the last 24 hours.
I don't know how he'd cope without a phone for 10 minutes.
You're going to have to pay for Wi-Fi.
It's 90 quid.
For the whole time?
For the whole time, each, for one device. It's mad money.
That's crazy.
But like, people are like, oh, you're going to be close to the shore and all. I'm like, yeah, but you have to go to the middle of the sea to get to certain places. So I don't think the satellite's out there.
But surely daddy can pay. I can't.
Why can't I California.
Yeah. Help me out.
Yeah, is dad not going to pay for everybody's Wi-Fi since he paid for such a cheap cruise?
He said because we're on a family cruise, we don't need Wi-Fi.
Ew, is he all like, all switch off? Switch off, guys.
He wants to like switch off. He was like, sure, we don't need Wi-Fi. We're going to be all together. As if the only people I ever contact are the family.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
He's like, sure, who would you need to contact? We're all here.
Yeah. Like, as if that's your only group.
Yeah, literally. So the thought of that is honestly kind of awful. Especially because, like, I'm fully aware of how, like, pompous this all sounds, right? I'm fully aware, and yet I keep going. But there is like certain places, like
the accent back on.
There's certain places like Genoa where you leave at like 4 p.m. Do you know what I mean?
Hmm.
So like you leave the cruise ship leaves at 4 p.m. to go to the next place, Messina or whatever.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so it's like, what am I meant to do for four?
Oh yeah, you've the whole night.
4 p.m. until you know the next morning.
Surely there's stuff to do on the floating city.
Well, you see, there is. Do you know what I mean? Like there's obviously, you know, there's water slides and there's bumper cars and there's nightclubs and there's theatres and things like that. But also, I get bored on a roller coaster.
Yeah.
I'll just check my phone. Do you know what I mean? I'm just such a typical millennial. I love my phone.
I'm worried you'll have this whole cruise like scoped out with it before you've even left the port.
Yeah, exactly.
You'll be like running around the thing and you'll be like, I've seen everything now.
Yeah.
There's nothing left to explore.
That's the only thing. So I'm probably going to have to pay for Wi-Fi. But however, as I said, I've never been on a cruise before. So I'm curious, does anyone have any tips for being on a cruise? Like even just like, oh, your main tip. Because like, I've never been and everyone's saying like different things online.
Yeah,
and if I bring it to my dad, I go, oh, someone said to do this. And he goes, I went on a cruise before and we didn't do that. I'm like, yeah, but you also didn't get Wi-Fi.
Yeah, so look, the people of Dublin we know are amazing for this type of stuff.
Yes, exactly.
I also feel as well that the people who will be on the cruise, there's definitely like hashtag cruise life people who do this all the time.
Yes
cruise like, life.
Hashtag cruise life.
Yeah.
And like won't accept certain behaviours at all. Do you know that kind of way?
Yeah.
There's like a whole probably like cultural thing around it.
There's probably rules and things like that.
Oh, yeah, I'd say there is hashtag cruise life.
I learned one. It was like not to call it a boat or something because it's a ship.
Oh, it's a ship.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's one. So yeah, I'm just curious if you have any tips whatsoever that you think would genuinely help, please let me know. Never been on a cruise before. 0877 11 103. WhatsApp voice notes are 100% welcome on this. So hashtag cruise life, I need your cruise tips. Luke, have you any tips for me?
Don't go
full stop.
Don't go full stop.
Oh no, Luke, why?
Do you speak from experience?
That long on a boat with your family? I don't know about that.
Honestly, Luke, I'm worried that not all five of us are going to come back. I think we're going to kill each other.
You're going to be left in Genoa.
Yeah, it's like Cluedo on the boat.
It was in the cabin with the pool cue.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Have you been on a cruise before, Luke?
No, but I don't think I would.
Yeah. Right, okay. Why, have you heard horror stories of this kind of thing?
No, I just think spend enough time with the family here. So when you go away, you want to get away from your family, not He's stuck on a.
That's a really good point.
Ship. I hope none of your family are listening, Luke.
On the ship, there's nowhere to run.
Yeah,
nowhere to go.
It's the opposite.
Just
the opposite
overboard.
Side. Yeah, overboard.
Oh, God.
Yeah,
yeah.
Thanks, you. Luke. Fantastic advice.
Yeah. All right.
Good luck.
Good luck.
Bye.
Unfortunately for my dad, he wants us all to be together as a family.
Yeah. We're off to a bad start with the cruise life tips. Yeah. Can we but do also, better?
There's cruise life tips number one. Don't go.
But your dad is so desperate to get you all together that he has like, his idea is, you know what we'll do now? Grow on you. Your mum. We'll lock them all in this boat just to try and keep them together.
They'll have to get along if we lock them on a boat.
Yeah.
Right? So, cruise life, guys. Any tips? This is one of probably the worst days on this show for me ever because
and for all of us,
I'm coming
say.
Across just absolutely terribly.
We're hemorrhaging listeners.
I'm coming across as really, really posh, but I'm not. But
he's from Drogheda, like.
Yeah, exactly. But we are going on a cruise on Friday with the whole family.
The whole of Drogheda is going to be like, do you hear the Hammonds are going on a cruise?
Who do they think they are?
Hey.
Hey. They don't do that in Drogheda, thank God.
Do they not?
No, it's more of an RD hey thing.
Okay.
But yeah, so we're going on a cruise on Friday and I'm getting a little bit worried. I'd love some, if anyone has any tips. I found out that the cruise doesn't like just come with Wi-Fi. You have to like pay for Wi-Fi and I'm worried. Am I going like on a really cheap cruise or something. I don't know.
I think Daddy might have paid for the cheapest cruise.
I think Daddy might have paid for it. I also realise that these ships are massive, but also I think I'd feel kind of claustrophobic being like, let me back on land. But that's just me.
See, I think you wake up on land and stuff. So you're fine. Like, it's just, you mainly sleep when you're travelling, I suppose. Yeah. But I'm just curious, does anyone have any hashtag cruise life tips?
Well, Darren does. Do you have any intel for our Dave, Darren?
Well, yeah, I was pretty sure that all cruises, you had to pay for Wi-Fi and it's always ridiculous money. Like, I don't think like it's still the cheapest cruise.
Yeah, so Darren had said Daddy wasn't actually being very cheap there, Dave. I think that's all of the cruises
yeah,
you need
I
to
think
pay for
Daddy probably actually did spend a nice amount on it. It's just you have to pay for your own Wi-Fi.
Oh, God.
Okay. Sake. Do you know Dave's dad, Don, or something, Darren? Have you been like...
No, I don't think
he works with him. Yeah.
Slipped an envelope to send this message in.
Yeah, I know. I think he actually paid me to actually pay it.
And Darren, have you been on a cruise before?
No, I haven't, but I actually would go on one. I think, I mean, they look amazing. Like, my brother always goes on it with his family.
Oh,
so,
does
yeah.
he? He does the cruise life.
Yeah, he does the cruise
He's
life.
He's hashtag cruise life. Okay. Cool.
Yeah, he is. Yeah.
So. Well, maybe we could all be hashtag cruise life someday. Maybe.
Maybe. I probably 70s. Will go on one eventually, you know.
Yeah.
I just pay for the Wi-Fi. You're going to need to get the Wi-Fi.
I completely agree with you, Darren. Wi-Fi is going to be a necessity.
Darren, your brother and the family came back in one piece anyway. All went well.
Yeah. No, they love it.
Okay. So. Right. Well, you're selling me on it, Darren, to be fair.
Hashtag cruise life.
Hashtag cruise life.
Go and enjoy it and be hashtag cruise life.
Then. Yeah, that's it, Darren. Love it. Thanks, man. Have a great day.
No problem. Bye.
Bye.
We got a message in from Casey, and this could cause a little bit of drams on the boat now if you do this. But she says, ask the cruise for your tip money back. They take a percentage off you for tipping when you originally book. So you should ask for it back and then use the money to tip the people who actually serve you.
Interesting.
So they obviously take like a tip, like you pay for your tips in advance, but it doesn't actually go to the people who served you in particular.
It makes no sense. What a weird hashtag cruise life thing to do.
Arriving on the cruise, instantly be like, give me all the tips money back. I'm going around emptying all the jars. That's mine.
Another Darren standing by. The Darrens and the Dave.
Another Darren.
Cruise life, it seems.
Wow.
Any tips for Dave, Darren?
Loads of tips for Dave.
Oh, go on. Darren.
Have a great time, number one.
Thank you.
But yeah, make sure you get the drinks package 100%.
I did. Don't worry about that.
That's the main thing to get sorted. And then also, if you're getting off the ship, do not be back late because they will leave your ass behind.
Yeah. Darren, the ship won't leave without me, would you stop?
Wouldn't leave without Dave and Hammond.
Oh, well, you're not that important.
I have seen videos of people like running back to the cruise like late and the cruise just leaves. It's insane.
But you know what? You'd probably love that. Just go on your own little trip. Yeah. Oh, sorry, Mum.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Sorry, Mummy and Daddy.
I'll be staying in Messina.
Wave it off. I'll make my own way home.
Get Dad to send money.
Yes. Fly to the next place.
Exactly. I like it, Darren.
You sound like a seasoned cruise traveller.
Oh, I've been on a couple of them, the Mediterranean and the Caribbean, so.
Fabulous.
Caribbean
and do you think Dave will have a good time? Do you like them?
Dave is all right. Dave will have a good time and trust, the ship is big enough that you won't see your family for 5 days.
Amazing. Perfect. That's the dream. Thank you.
Don't get the Wi-Fi because then they can contact you if you've got the Wi-Fi. They can contact you on your phone then if you've got the Wi-Fi.
Crap, that's a really good shout.
That's a great point.
But they don't have the Wi-Fi. That's the only thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They don't have it.
Oh, yeah.
Only
but, no, you won't see your family for a week on the place. You'll be fine.
Darren, thank you so much. Some fantastic advice that my parents would have.
No problem.
Cruise King.
Yeah, Cruise Life King. Darren, thanks.
Cruise Life.
Have a great day.
Bye.
Cheers.
Bye. I'm starting to feel a bit bad now, where his main point was, don't worry, the cruise is big enough that you won't see your family, and I'm going deadly.
No, you'll spend loads of lovely time with your family.
No, I can't wait, honestly. I know they're listening.
Hi Dad. Any final tips for hashtag cruise life? Get in touch. Always 711-1038.
I'm going on a cruise this Friday. The very first time. I'm absolutely so excited, guys. It's going to be amazing. No, it is. It's going to be a lot of laughs. But I'm going with my family. Never been on a cruise before. Hashtag cruise life. And we're wondering if you have any tips for us and things like that. So any final tips on hashtag cruise life? 087711-1038.
David's taking this so seriously. He's brought a real life human into studio.
I brought Colin in, okay? So Colin, I've known Colin for a couple of years and I've never known someone to be on so many cruises in his entire life. How many cruises have you been on?
Six.
Do you know? Six cruises.
Wow.
Six. That's insane. I actually thought it was more, to be fair, but... It's still a lot of
seven
cruise.
In September.
Okay.
But also, we should say Colin works with us. You didn't just bring him in like off the street.
Anyone like cruises? Yeah. Colin does work with us. And six cruises you've been on. You're going to be on your seventh one. When is that?
September.
September, where are you going?
I'm going to the Med.
Unreal. I think that's the one I'm currently going on.
Is that the Mediterranean?
It is, yeah.
I love that.
Oh, that's cruise talk.
Yeah. I wouldn't know now. I'm going to the Med. No, I'm going to the sea.
Hashtag cruise vibes. You wouldn't know.
Hashtag cruise vibes.
So, this is my question. What are your top three tips for cruising?
Okay. Tip number one is towel pegs.
Towel pegs?
Yeah.
Where do I get them?
Mr. Price or Dales usually have them. There are other brands available.
Okay.
he's
well versed.
Why towel pegs?
Because it does be breezy on the top deck of the cruise, so you need towel pegs to put on your towel on your sun lounger.
Oh, you think they'd give you them?
Yeah, because otherwise, do they go out to the ocean?
Some of them have flown off into
gas.
On a very breezy day.
I wouldn't like that. Now it's not very good, is it?
Yeah,
very good for the environment. You
get fined then as well.
Oh, really?
If your towel blows over,
yeah. Well, nothing can go over the edge.
Is that a rule on cruise?
Can you spit over the edge?
It's an international rule of the sea that you can't throw litter off.
Good,
but you can spit, right?
I don't know. I've never tried it before.
Why not? You're like Jack in Rose in Titanic.
Yeah, that was in 1912.
Times were different.
Very different.
All right,
they
fine.
They didn't have sensors on the side of the cruise ship to see if you were throwing things off back
then. Yeah. Do they have sensors?
They have sensors.
That's mad.
Oh, this sounds a bit intense.
Well, that's probably tip number two. Don't go overboard.
Yeah. Because you'll get fined.
Your mother will have to pay 200 euro for it.
Yeah. Nightmare.
And then if they blast seven blasts of the horn if you go overboard.
Do they?
Seriously?
Yeah.
Have
just
you ever heard
shame.
That?
I've heard them like practicing it.
Oh, right. Okay.
Colin,
the shame.
What happens
loser.
If there's six blows?
I don't know.
What does that indicate?
Tell.
I've never tried six blows before.
Eight is for a spit.
Yeah. Right. Okay. Keep going. What other tips?
Well, I think food is important for you because I know that you don't like eating real food. So what's really good is that there's a kids section in the buffet.
Deadly! Woo! Perfect. Yeah. What's there? So chicken nuggets, chips. Perfect.
Nuggets,
I'm there.
Chips. If you're real adventurous, they have hot dogs. and they do a kids menu at the main dining room as well.
Perfect.
Will Dave get fined for going to the kids section of the buffet?
No, size of it. Get fined for going to the adult section.
I'm fuming I brought
Which
you on the show.
Which line are you going on?
The MSC World Europa.
Oh, that's a nice ship.
Is it, yeah?
It's lovely.
Come on, Colin, will you take down a peg or two? What's happened to this fella going off on cruises?
Oh, well, I know, he's just copying me.
Yeah, that's it, exactly.
Just copying Colin. Thanks a mil, Colin.
That's what I do, Colin.
I'm so happy you're going on a cruise. I can't wait to hear all about it.
Well, thank you, Colin. I feel like I got loads of tips there, so I'm happy.
And the two Darrens.
He'll come back in his little sailor suit, and that's all he'll wear.
Take me to Ibiza.
maybe you haven't had a chance to get away at all this summer and life is tough and you're like, I need a bloody break and some sunshine. We at Spin want you to finish your summer with an unbelievable prize. We'd like to send you and your friend or your partner or whoever, your mother, maybe shock her with the Ibiza band there. Yeah. We'd love to send you off to Ibiza.
Yeah, leaving Dublin the 20th of September. That's a Friday for 5 nights in a 4-star hotel in Ibiza. We got your tickets sorted for the biggest closing parties around. Plus, because we're sound, we're going to sort you out with your travel as well. From the airport in Ibiza, breakfast at the hotel, travel insurance and 20 kg of luggage too, which is kind of, I feel like you'd need that for Ibiza.
I think, yeah.
You never know what you're going to wear.
You kind of want to bring all your bits and bobs, don't you?
Yeah, you want options. And the late September time in Spain and all that area is beautiful.
Gorgeous.
Yeah. It's the best time. Here's how it's working. Every day we're getting daily qualifiers all across Spin on all the shows. And then on the 26th of August, everybody's going to go into a big, big draw and somebody's going to win that epic end of summer holiday. We need to find today's qualifier.
We do. And we told you there's a very specific way you got to answer the phone. If you don't do that, you're out and we move on, which is no good. So please listen closely for instructions.
Spin, take me to Ibiza.
Yay! You waited a little bit, Lucy. You kind of waited just to see who was on the other end of the phone, didn't you?
Is someone going to say hello?
Yeah.
We're afraid you weren't going to say
anything. Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, well done, Lucy. You are officially a qualifier. Have you ever been to Ibiza before?
No, never.
Would you? Obviously, you'd love to go, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And you'd love a bit of September sunshine.
Yeah.
Close out the summer.
Close out the
nice
summer
and late.
Style is right.
Yeah.
All right, Lucy.
Well, you've officially made your way into that draw. Well done.
Nice one, Lucy. Have a great day.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye. Just to say as well, another chance for you to get qualified with Michaela from 10, with Steve from 3, with Jamie and Shireen this evening. And just to say as well, you got to be over 18 to play the Spin Network competition and all of our terms are on our website. The best of luck.
Get up. Good morning.
Spin's Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning.
3, 2, 1.
Hello and welcome to Fully Charged.
Wednesday morning, deadly. Middle of the week already.
We are.
This is great.
Yeah.
I came to a really weird and random realisation yesterday. My boyfriend Alex was buying a suit because we have a couple of weddings coming up in September, October time.
Yeah.
And I realised as he was buying the suit, he was like, I think that would be nice on me. And I was actually like, I have never seen you in a suit.
Oh my God.
Ever.
And we've been together for like 4.5 years.
Wow.
And I have never seen him in a suit. He's never worn a suit with me.
You scruffy man, Alex. My God, you wouldn't wear a suit for your girlfriend.
What if I don't like him in a suit?
Oh, you will.
What if I go off in a suit?
Oh my God, are you serious? You're going to be... I won't even say what you're going to be.
After 9, go on.
A man in a suit is
And then
unreal.
I thought about it a bit further and I realised I've also never seen my dad in a suit.
Oh, really?
My dad doesn't wear suits.
Okay, what do you wear? Something like classy to a wedding but maybe not a full on suit.
You wear like a sort of nice like a cord jacket.
Yeah, I got you.
To a wedding?
Yeah, he's quirky.
Man, Billy does what he wants.
Billy does what he wants. Yeah, he wear like cords.
Right, okay.
Yeah, so now I'm like, am I with my dad?
Oh, you're something so weird.
Two men who I've never seen in suits.
I think you're going to look at Alex in a suit and start simping.
What's that mean?
I think you're just going to be like, oh my God, he's absolutely gorgeous.
Really?
Oh my God, I love him so much.
I've never seen Dave in a full suit either.
You have. You saw me at the Imrose.
Yeah, but you wore runners.
Imrose are radio awards, by the way.
Why do you know the men in my life wear suits properly?
Has he picked it out? Are you done?
Do you know where he was buying a suit from?
Pennies.
Abercrombie and Fitch.
Oh, go on, Alex.
What?
Isn't that so odd?
I love that for him.
That is so weird.
He was like, just to preface, this is really weird, I know.
Is it like a surfer suit or something?
Yeah.
And tell me
this. You have to wear it with flip-flops.
Is he going tie or dicky bow?
Well, one of them is a black tie, so I think he does have to wear a dicky bow. And the other, he might be going...
He's going to have James Bond over here.
Emma's going to be going after as well.
You know the way we all have those unsettling things? Like, you don't necessarily write them down like I do, but, you know, you go through your life and something will happen and you go, oh, that's unsettling.
Yeah, I get it.
Don't like that now.
Like scratchy cutlery on a bowl, that
yes,
type of thing.
Yes, that exact kind of thing, yeah. Mm-hmm. Things like that. Well, I have written down my top few
and
that are really unsettling.
You didn't even realise it was something that you found unsettling until it happened. You get that weird kind of pain in your belly. You're like, I don't like that.
And like some of the things I'm about to describe aren't actually that bad. I just don't enjoy them.
Okay,
they're just a little bit like, oh God, that's weird.
That's not nice.
It's very weird. I think you will agree with some of them, right? So first of all, you know when you go to a shoe shop and you're trying on shoes,
mm-hmm.
they only give you one shoe.
Mm.
And you go for a walk in one shoe. in one sock.
Yeah, I don't.
And you're kind of going up and down and up and down.
Yeah,
and up. I find that really, really unsettling.
I understand you. Give me the two shoes.
And some people have different size feet or different
feet.
Some people have different size feet, or they might have a bunion on one foot and not the other.
I have a bigger toe on one foot. I won't lie to you.
Do you?
Yeah, it annoys me when I'm looking at it. I'm like, sort yourselves out.
That's your unsettling thing.
Yeah.
Interesting. Number two on the list, Emma's feet.
Do you know actually what I do find unsettling? Sorry, don't cut across you. But you know the way, say your two big toes, grand, look at them there now, right?
Yeah.
And if I want to pull my toe, say my left foot, I want to pull my right, my big toe over to the right, no problem. But any pressure in the way, if I'm pushing my big toe to the left,
okay,
I freak out.
Right, okay, that's
I find weird. That really uncomfortable.
That's interesting.
Get away from me.
That's funny. Number two on the list is watching the pole vault in the Olympics. That is just terrifying. I can't do it.
You don't like it?
I cannot do it. It's just
it's
so
the way they wobble, their bodies wobble.
It's just they're running with this pole. They put the pole down. They're about to jump over this another pole, and I'm like, they're about to fall. They're about to kill themselves. They're about to die.
Yeah, they go up too high.
It's too high. It's terrifying.
It is crazy.
Number three. Do you know when you're in the airport and you use the escalator and the escalator is not working, and you get on the escalator? For some reason, my body freaks out.
My body
takes a screenshot. I don't know what the hell happened.
Yes!
But my body freaks out.
Are you talking about the thing that's on the ground with you?
Yeah,
if
it doesn't move. Even if you are going on the stairs once, and I get on and it's not working, and it's basically just the stairs, I'll get on and my body will go,
The screenshot is such a perfect description.
My body took a screenshot.
You kind of stop.
You really do. It's awful.
I often wonder, dive in here. Is this because you know it should move? Because sometimes I'm like, it's not moving, be prepared, it's not moving.
And I like that all the time.
I don't know. Or is there some sort of static coming out of the thing?
I have no idea, but every single time I go on it and it's not working,
my body takes a screenshot is one of my favourite expressions.
I will be using
that one.
Other thing is shiny paper. Hate the feeling of shiny paper. Mm. And just like, not a vibe at all. And then there's this one that is just really, really specific. And I know it sounds like I'm joking, but I'm genuinely not. It genuinely just irks me a little bit. It gives me a little bit of unsettling vibes. And I apologise to the producer in the room. People who drive Mini Coopers in Ireland, right?
Why is that offensive to you?
On the roof.
Does producer Hebe drive a Mini Cooper?
No. On the roof, there's a Union Jack. And on the back of the car, the back lights are in the shape of a Union Jack, a Union Jack. Wait, you see, if you're on the M50 right now, have a look for a Mini Cooper. I guarantee you the back lights are Union Jacks. Yeah. And I'm just like, why would you buy that?
Just for context, for you listening, producer Callum is off. He's on Taylor Swift, and producer Hebe. We can only really bring in English people to work on the show. It seems.
Yes.
So, how would you feel about that, producer Hebe?
I quite like them, but I do get your vibe.
Yeah, it's a risky
game to play.
You've noticed the Union Jack flag on the back of the Mini Coopers, have you?
Yeah. They're cool.
So weird, though. I'm like, I don't understand why it's a thing, or it's on top of the roof. I'm like, what?
On top of the roof? I didn't know that. I actually bought a pair of Reeboks there for the first time the other day, and I was like, the little Union Jack. I replace it with a little tricolour.
Yeah, dude, you can knit. Yeah. So those are a load of things that make me very unsettled.
I totally get you, man. Totally fair enough. I raise you. You mentioned something to a paper.
Yeah.
Any sort of wrapping paper gives me a shiver in my spine.
Hate it.
The texture of it. I know it's shiny as well. It's gross. We want to send you to Ibiza. Your next chance to qualify to win is with Michaela from 10 this morning here at Spin.
Why do I always go to say Ibiza?
I swear every time. There's one DJ over there, and I think it's even in like the promo that's running. It's like Ibiza. Yeah. He says it. I'm like, I just said so cool.
But I'm like, it's not England.
Yeah.
Spain.
Yeah, that's true.
Over the weekend, I was at All Together Now, and I spent a large part of my time at All Together Now thoroughly enjoying myself at the comedy tent.
I really enjoyed it.
Some really brilliant people were on. Bernard O'Shea was hilarious.
Oh, very good.
Really. Oh, I like him, yeah.
But across the day, there was other people on. The next day, I went back. And what I noticed, not one, but several comedians say, was this thing of, I thought that show could get a bit more now. And in some instances, it would make you laugh more.
They'd say that in the thing.
They would say that in the middle of their set. But sometimes it was kind of funny and it would make you laugh more because you're like, yeah, I suppose. But like in a couple of instances, it just felt a little bit awkward because, for example, me and my mum were discussing it after. Like my mum's an artist and I was like, it's like saying, I thought that painting would go for more now. It's like, no, like you can't do, you know what I mean?
Yeah. How are people supposed to react to that?
Exactly. But in one situation I noticed, and we were discussing this, I was like, the joke was funny, but he came from saying something really dark everyone's brains were kind of there. Mm. And then he hit with the joke, but people were too distracted to take it in properly. Right, I found. Okay. If I could offer that person feedback, that's what I would say.
Interesting. Okay. Without any context, it sounds awful.
Yeah, it was. It felt a little bit awkward, but I can only imagine a tough crowd, like a comedian's worst nightmare.
Yeah.
And there's a guy in Australia, and his name is Lewis Spears, and he was playing a comedy club in Australia. And essentially, he walked into this room. There was 50 people in the room in this comedy club. And what he didn't know is that every single one of them was a paid actor, paid by a huge YouTube channel in Australia who do this to not laugh.
No, no.
Absolutely incredible viewing. I would highly recommend you watching your own time.
I couldn't watch this.
It's about a 20-minute full recorded YouTube video.
No.
You can see almost an Anton Deck style, the pranksters backstage watching on as the whole crowd that they've employed do not, like, barely smirk throughout, okay? And it just goes from bad to worse.
Sorry, the fact he was able to do 20 minutes is so impressive.
Yeah,
fair play to him.
Yeah, saying that, yes. And a lot of people did give that reaction in the end going, he's such a trooper.
Fair play to him.
Just to give you a vibe.
I want to look at these people and go, do I look like an athlete to you?
Silence.
I'll get the lower half of a wounded flamingo.
Oh, God. Oh, that's awful. I'm cringing so hard right now.
And are his jokes, they probably are funny.
They probably are grand.
Yeah. Do you know what? Sometimes when you're in the mood for a comedy and you're at the gig, it's funny, but this morning I was watching them and I was like, that was rude. And like, yes, I'm sure they absolutely are funny. He's obviously like a well-traveled comedian who does well and sells out gigs. But in this case, he wasn't even getting a smirk. On one occasion he did, and he latched onto it for dear life from one woman in particular.
Sally loved that one. The rest of you were like, no, we hate this guy. Is it the braces? I'm going to blame the braces.
Wait, why? I have to ask.
Yeah, this sounds awful.
Why? Because they're just pranksters. It's funny. It's funny to
in
watch.
In what way is that funny?
Oh, that's cruel. No, beyond words.
It's funny to watch when you know what's going on. Because the lads backstage are like letting rip on this.
My
you know
God.
What I mean? And then they zoom in on the crowd and you can see that in some instances they are really trying to hold in laughter.
Yeah.
Like their mouths are like pressed together and they're on the verge of laughing, but they just won't do it because they're paid not to.
If there's one thing you couldn't pay me to do, it's A, comedy, stand-up comedy, and B, be in a crowd and not laugh. Like, yeah. I would cringe too much. I'd have to laugh.
I know, I get you. Now, eventually, he walked off stage, right? And then the crowd were told to do uproar applause, right? So he walked off stage and he was like, what the hell? I'm so confused. So the whole crowd were like on their feet, like cheering him loads, giving him all the love he missed out on for the last 20 minutes. And then all was revealed in this, I presume, like in Australia, this is like a famous YouTube channel. So
right.
You knew these guys.
Oh my God. I am so upset.
I have seen something like this before where there's a comedian and his mates book out the room. So, like, they book out the comedy gig. They buy every single ticket. And so it's just them two. And so the comedian walks on stage, he introduces himself. He's like, hey, please welcome, you know, David Hammond or whatever. He comes on stage and the two lads, the two mates, they're going, woo! And he's like, what the hell? Where is everyone? We bought every single ticket. Make us laugh.
Oh, it's that's so
that's
good.
Much better, I think.
Okay.
Than literally paying people not to laugh. I'd feel so bad.
I have so much respect for comedians. It is a tough
thing.
Yeah,
so tough.
Why are people making it harder to do something so hard? Yeah. That's
just to say, actually, I'd mentioned Bernard O'Shea, Emma Doran. Unbelievable.
I love Emma Doran. She's great.
Cannot wait to see her again. Yeah.
Recharged.
Let's do this.
This is a game we like to call One Foot in the Rave. Picture the scene. You are strolling down, what's that street called? Harcourt Street.
Yeah.
And you go down the little
done,
steps.
Well done, you cool kid.
You walk down the steps, you dip the toe in dicey's, and you say, ah, that's plenty.
Yeah.
One foot in the rave. You hear a tiny, tiny snippet of what's playing. And that's choking on my apple.
And then you decide to go to the chipper. I'm going to save her from this.
Sorry, I'm choking on an apple. And you decide, no, that's enough for me. And that's essentially what this game is. So we're going to play you a tiny, tiny snippet of a dance tune. We're starting a new game today because this was won yesterday.
Yeah.
So if you can guess today's clip correctly, today's dance tune, we will send you out 10 IMC Cinema Pass.
Ooh. The reason that there's so many IMC Cinema Passes on this is because the clip is absolutely dainty. It's 0.2
now,
of a second.
Before we play it, hands up who knows it.
Ashling
I do.
Does.
You know it. You don't.
I don't know.
I don't know it either.
Imagine I actually choked and died on that apple. No one would know.
Disaster. Thank God you're so...
As if we continue playing the game.
Anyway.
Ash lying on the floor.
No, guys, it's what I would want.
It's what she wants.
Sorry, Ashley. We gotta play one foot. Sorry.
Okay, if you think you can identify this dance song in 0.2 of a second, one, you are a legend. And two, WhatsApp us over the word rave, please, to play, or RAVE, to 087-711-1038. Let's hear it. Oh, for Christ's sake.
That's nothing.
Again.
Play it a few times.
That's not a thing.
But look, as we said, we've had winners on this on day one before. It actually happens. If any song of any sort at this stage comes to mind,
cancel it out as well. Like,
let's get through them. And as Dave said, like, get rid of them.
It's
so vague that literally you could probably put that tiny bit into tons of songs.
Yes.
And it would work. So you may as well throw a guess in.
Maybe just actually guess any dance song at this early stage. Could win you 10 IMC passes this morning. Rave in a WhatsApp. That's all we got right now. 087-711-1038 is our number.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged.
Welcome to a great radio game. It's called One Foot in the Rave, and it's where we play you a tiny little snippet of a dance tune. Today's clip is 0.2 seconds, and it's worth 10 IMC cinema passes if you can guess it. It sounds like this. Like, that is insane.
It's just white noise at this stage, but you never know.
The only person in the world, potentially, who knows it is Aisling Bonner.
Yep, so nothing better happened to me this week, or else you'll all be left bereft, not knowing what the clip is.
Yeah, we'll only be left bereft because we don't know the answer to One Foot in the Rave.
Asking your family at the funeral, did you know? Did she tell you?
Did she have it written down?
Did she have it written? Did she text you?
Did she have
all?
A diary?
Stop it! I don't like that. All right, Kelly. Hello.
Hi. How are you?
Good. Okay, you're on to play One Foot in the Rave, Kelly. Here is the clip. What do you think that song is?
I think it's Example Won't Go Quietly.
Fantastic guess.
I want Example to release an album now.
He had such brilliant bangers, and unfortunately that's not one of them.
No problem at all.
Thanks for ruling it out, Kelly.
Thanks so much.
And putting a great song into my head.
Good luck, Kelly. Bye-bye.
Okay, Leanne is also standing by. Hello, Leanne.
Hi.
Right, you're on to play One Foot in the Rave, darling. Here's the clip. What do you think that song might be?
Honey by 070 Shake.
Absolute tune. Funny.
I've never heard someone call 070 Shake 070 Shake. I love it.
That's his full name.
Yeah.
070.
Yeah.
Is the nickname. Unfortunately, you are not correct.
Oh, no.
But another good one ruled out.
And another brilliant song that I'm definitely going to listen to later today now. Thanks for that, girl.
Brilliant, thanks.
Good luck, bye.
Bye. Okay, no joy so far.
Ah, dear, oh dear.
Show me that again there now.
It's so obvious.
It could quite honestly be anything at this point. Andrea, how are you?
All good. I'm meant to be doing my work, so we won't say anything.
We won't say a word.
What kind of work are you supposed to be doing?
I'm a recruiter.
Oh, very good.
Nice.
So you're supposed to be getting other people jobs here.
I know.
She wants to go to the cinema. Listen, this is One Foot in the Rave. Here's the clip this morning, Andrea. Any ideas?
I thought Justin Bieber and Nicki Minaj. Is it called Body Beat or something?
Beauty and a Beat.
Beauty and a Beat, sorry.
Oh, a real throwback.
Good tune. Ash, what are you saying?
I'm afraid it's not right, Andrea.
Really good guess, because I can kind of see where you're coming from, Andrea. Great guess. Thank you for ruling it out.
All right, have a good day. Thanks.
Bye. Okay, no joy on day one. However, still a very generous 8 IMC cinema passes for the taking tomorrow.
Yep.
And the clip will extend to a very generous, not really, 0.4 of a second. It sounds like this. Little preview for you. A lot more going on there.
Now, I can hear it there. Obviously, I know what it is. But say I possibly couldn't hear it with today's clip, but there now.
Go again.
That's enough now until tomorrow.
It just sounds like I'm in a club. It could be any generic song.
Someone's getting that tomorrow.
We play again tomorrow.
You know those moments where you go, oh, yeah, I'm getting old.
Oh, go on.
I had another one the other day. I'm kind of enjoying them.
One.
I know. I'm kind of enjoying them because they come every now and again, and it's kind of like, they're kind of funny. Like, so I was
kind of ready for it.
Yeah, so am I. You're there.
You don't have to.
He'd be signing in for a producer column today. They're ageist people here. I'm literally 2 years older than when I get bullied every day.
Leave he'd be out of this.
Yeah. I'm a lot younger. I don't care.
She's too young to even
care. Anyway, I was out with the boys at Drogheda, and I came back back from the bathroom and this table was divided. So one half of the table was looking at one of the fella's kids and the other half were talking about their really bad hairlines. And I was like, yeah, that's the moment I've realised.
Oh, no.
I've gotten to the moment where I'm at that point in my life. Scary. Going, oh, I'm getting old now.
That's when you have a cup of tea before you go to bed after
yeah,
the night out.
Yeah,
good vibe. Make sure you're better in the morning, trust me.
Okay, granny.
Get ready for the sound. Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning.
Spins, fully charged.
Recharged. Love this? Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave and Aisling.